For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Beginning today through November 19th, Feeding America Riverside San Bernardino is hosting their annual gala, now called the Million Meals Gala Reimagined. KVCR's Rick Dulock spoke with Carolyn Solar, philanthropy director for Feeding America Riverside San Bernardino, to learn more about the gala.
Carolyn, thanks for being with us today. Tell us about the gala.
So this is our first year taking our Million Meals Gala virtual, but we're really excited for everything that we've included this year. It's going to have those same amazing features that everyone loves, like the auction, music, our award ceremony, and so much more. It's going to be a week-long event. So we're going to be launching it November 12th, and it's going to stay open until 11:59 p.m. on Thursday, November 19th. So it'll be open a full week for people to participate in the auction, view the video at their own time, rewind, watch it again if they want to, and engage with us in that way. We're really excited to make it a virtual experience this year, and we hope everyone else is excited to join us.
And how do people register?
You can go to www.feedingie.org/gala. Registration for it is free this year, but it is our opportunity to raise enough money to provide a million meals, so we encourage the community to donate, to participate in the auction, and so much more.
How many years have you been doing the gala?
I want to say this is our eighth year doing it, but it's our first year making it virtual.
Very good. And so folks can participate from November 12th through November 19th. There'll be silent auction items, which now will be online silent auction. Are there any items of note that you want to talk about?
We have lots of great things. So we have a hockey stick signed by the 2012-2013 LA Kings team. We have a Heisman Trophy winner signed NFL helmet. And we have lots of other smaller items, too, that are starting as low as $50. So it's really an opportunity for anyone at any level to really participate in this and help us raise enough to provide the million meals.
The Million Meal Gala, reimagined from Feeding America, Riverside San Bernardino, starts on November 12th, continues through November 19th. Feeding America, feeding hundreds of thousands of people throughout the Inland Empire and helping families in need. Carolyn Solar, philanthropy director, thank you so much for speaking with us today. And good luck with the gala.
Thank you.
For KVCR News, I'm Rick Dulock.
To register for Million Meals Gala Reimagined, visit feedingie.org/gala. Harvest season in Northern California's wine country draws millions of visitors each year. But harvest season now overlaps with fire season as wildfires, too, have become a reality in the region. In three of the past 4 years, major wildfires driven by changing climate have devastated parts of the world-class region, leaving little doubt that it's vulnerable to smoke, flames, and blackouts during the fall. Visitors are second-guessing their plans, and tourism officials are rethinking their marketing plans. They're encouraging visitors from far away to plan for winter or spring weddings and conferences. In the fall, they plan to focus on people who can make last-minute bookings due to living nearby. The U.S. Census Bureau says it knows of no attempts by census takers to systemically falsify information during the 2020 headcount of every U.S. resident. The Census Bureau's statement was issued Monday night in response to reporting from the Associated Press about census takers who said they were pressured to falsify answers to the census questionnaire in order to close cases in the waning days of the headcount. The statistical agency says it takes falsification allegations very seriously. It says it has employed new technology and safeguards in the 2020 census to prevent and identify mistakes or the misreporting of data. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.